Chelsea. Chelsea and her family live in a large white home with a wide porch overlooking the lake. They also have an expensive second home in a nearby small town, where Chelsea and her older brother went to school. Chelsea's mother, Wendy, comes from an affluent family in Michigan, where her father was a prominent lawyer. She has a graduate degree and works part-time as a special educator in private practice. She values her flexible schedule because raising her two kids, who are now in college, has been her top priority. Chelsea's father, Dick, is a sales manager for a major national corporation, and he travels a great deal for his business.
"He wasn't real big on being a father when they were young," Wendy says.
Wendy herself, on the other hand, has been intensely involved in her children's lives growing up. "I probably pushed my kids a lot more than my parents ever pushed us," she says. "I was a real grade hound with my kids. I really pushed them through high school, and then I just continued. I read to them as infants. That's the biggest thing. Read when they were little. And they were both reading when they got into kindergarten." She is critical of other moms who are not so involved. "I see so many kids that are just so lost," she says. "Their mothers don't care." When Chelsea got home from school each day, at least one parent was always home. She and her older brother did their homework at the kitchen island while their mom cooked dinner. The whole family ate together every night, except when her brother was playing football. "Family dinner is critical," Wendy says, "because the kids learn how to discourse with other people." Chelsea's parents threw fancy themed birthday parties for her every year. Tea party at age 5, Barbie princess at 6, Academy Awards, complete with limo pickups for the guests, at 11, Las Vegas casino night at 16. Worried that kids in town had nowhere to hang out, Chelsea's parents installed an elaborate 1950s-style diner in their basement.
"I'm the cook at the 1950s diner," Wendy says, "which was good because all their friends would talk to me about stuff, and I knew where they were."
Wendy is proud of standing up for her kids at school.